This is KUT. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wants to get rid of a popular part of the Affordable Care Act that protects people with pre-existing conditions. If a federal judge agrees to eliminate the provision, it would be removed only for Texans and people living in the 19 other states that are also challenging the health care law. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Earlier this year, 20 states led by Texas filed a lawsuit challenging the healthcare law, also known as Obamacare. Their argument is that when Congress got rid of the individual mandate in 2017, that's the part of the law that required people to buy health insurance, Congress basically invalidated all of Obamacare. Paxton is asking a federal court to strike down the whole law on these grounds. But he also told the court that if it doesn't take down the whole law, it should strike down pre-existing condition protections for the 20 states that are suing.
That would mean that Texans could be excluded from insurance for having pre-existing conditions, but Californians would still be protected.
That's Timothy Jost. He's a law professor at the Washington and Lee University School of Law. He says that in his latest court filing, Paxton proposed this fallback position. And it's one that Jost says is unusual because attorneys general are supposed to be looking out for the welfare of their own people.
What kind of an attorney general would ask the court to invalidate protections for only the citizens of his state?
Protections in Obamacare for people with pre-existing conditions are also really popular. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation health tracking poll last month, a candidate's position on those protections is the top healthcare campaign issue among those surveyed, and that's regardless of party identification. Ann Dunkelberg with the Center for Public Policy Priority says that's because more than one in four Texans under 65 years of age have a pre-existing condition.
I think people understand that even in the best case scenario where you're trying to take care of your health, we're all at risk at any time, you know, in the blink of an eye at our situation changing health-wise, and that, you know, it just makes sense to have a system where everybody, you know, has the opportunity to get a comprehensive healthcare benefit.
Dunkelberg says Texans who buy insurance through the individual marketplace created by Obamacare would be the most affected, particularly if they don't qualify for a generous subsidy. And plans for people who stay in the marketplace could become more expensive and increase out-of-pocket costs.
If companies started being able to charge more because of your health history or deny you because of your health history, that the cost for the people remaining in the pool would go higher and higher.
In a statement, Paxton's office says, quote, Texas's lawsuit takes issue with Washington's unconstitutional control of the American healthcare system. Texans should be free again to make their own healthcare choices, including which doctor they want to see, end quote. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.